Kelly swallowed hard as she heard Jack's answer to her proposal. She was relieved he was going along with it, but a tight ball of nerves had been growing in her stomach since she walked in the room, and she felt that ball taking over her entire being. Chad excused himself to return to his office, with a look on his face that promised Jack would be grilled for details later. Kelly watched Jack out of the corner of her eye as she continued to talk to his aunt. She had seen Jack Sutton on occasion, coming in and out of the building when she had met Jenny for lunch, and Jenny had told her he was handsome, but handsome didn't even begin to describe the man. Jack was tall, about 6'3". He had dark brown hair that curled up at the edge of his collar. His eyes were a rich, deep brown, almost mahogany, and his face had chiseled features with a strong jaw. There wasn't a damn thing about the man that didn't sizzle. He wore a suit, but even in that, Kelly could see his body was hard and fit under it. His tall, lean form toned and strong. His intense gaze made her breath go ragged. She couldn't imagine what it would be like to be alone in the room with him if he had this kind of effect on her with his aunt and cousin with them. Jack sat on the edge of his desk, legs stretched out and crossed at the ankles in front of him, arms crossed over his chest. He watched her quietly while she finished chatting with his aunt. Kelly wrapped things up and ushered Aunt Mabry out the door by 4 o'clock as she made excuses about Jack needing to get back to work. She closed the door behind his aunt and turned to Jack. That's when Kelly felt the ground fall out from under her and her world tilt on its axis. Suddenly, she faced Jack Sutton. She found herself feeling very shaken, to say the least. She looked up at him and realized that, in essence, she had just waltzed into his office and proposed. "I can't believe I did that," Kelly began to pace frantically. She wrapped her arms around her waist and circled the room. "Oh God, oh God, oh God," she said, and she began to feel as if she might hyperventilate. She slid down onto the couch that sat along the longest wall in Jack's office and tried to breathe, but ended up taking in huge gulps of air that felt as if they might choke her. For the first time since she came up with her harebrained scheme to get her hands on enough money to attend Yale Law School, the reality of what she had done hit her like a ton of bricks. Jack studied Kelly as she began to fall apart in his office. She had been so cool and collected 2 minutes ago, so totally in control of the situation. Now, he watched her crumble as if all the steel she seemed to have running through her veins moments ago was suddenly drained, leaving her frightened and panicked. He smiled wryly and suddenly felt back in control. "I guess it's my turn to be the calm, cool, collected one." The killer instincts he always felt when he walked into the boardroom or sat down at the negotiating table came back in full force. He crossed to Kelly and took both of her hands in his, then spoke firmly and calmly. "You did great. You had them completely fooled, and you did great. I don't know how Andrew did this on such short notice, but you were fantastic." Jack started to rub her back in slow, soothing circles, hoping to calm her down so they could discuss the details of their newly made arrangement. Since Andrew hadn't had time to give him a heads up, he had no idea how this was supposed to work out. Jack continued to rub her back, and he could hear her breathing begin to slow down and become more regular. Jack felt her body relax as her breathing returned to normal. "See," he said, "that wasn't so bad." Kelly nodded and gave him a weak smile. She took several more deep breaths. Jack watched as her expression moved from panicked to resolved. "Ha! I did it! I knew I could," Kelly said out loud. "Great, she's got multiple personalities, or she's bipolar or something." Jack watched as Kelly's emotions swung back and forth. Then her eyes went round and she sat up straighter. "Wait," she said, "who's Andrew?" Poker face or not, Jack needed to put some space between them when Kelly asked who Andrew was. He stood up and took a few steps back and schooled his expression once again. He forced himself to stay calm despite her revelation that Andrew hadn't set this up. If she didn't know who Andrew was, how did she come to be here? And who had he agreed to marry? All the calm that had come back to him in the last few moments fled, and he felt himself floundering again. What was happening to his ordered world? "If Andrew didn't send you, then who the hell are you?" Jack demanded. This day was getting worse and worse. Hell, it had to be a nightmare. There was no way he had just agreed to marry some complete stranger in front of his aunt and cousin. A complete stranger who happened to materialize out of thin air right when he needed a wife?